There's the latest from our friend Drew Cooper, and coming down the mountain, and just imagine this, my surprise, he's sitting across the council from me. We haven't seen him in a while since, I think you were at Country Thunder a couple years ago, wasn't it, when you were up here?
Yeah, we'll be there again this year.
Yeah, you picked a nice time of the year to show up, my man.
Here's the deal, I love to put myself in hard places. You know, nice and cold in the morning. My van made a lot of new noises on the way here
today. Okay.
It was not happy about...
The cold. Yeah.
But...
Drew last night played a packed house down at the Music Box in Rockford. Kind of a cool venue. I've heard from a lot of people that Miles is doing it right.
Miles is doing it right.
Yeah.
He is. It's a great venue. It's definitely a listening room mentality when you're playing. And then it's a bar afterwards. That's like the best of both worlds, where you get a quiet room.
Yeah,
when you're playing and you're telling stories than a place that could serve up a whiskey for you.
Yeah.
When you're done.
You've been pretty busy. You know, you've been all over. You know, this is your second trip to the Music Box, right? And I know you're usually playing Country Thunder up here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get up here a couple of times a year. Now you got a new single out, which is doing really well on the Texas charts, my friend. Yeah,
it just moved quite a bit last week. it's one of those things. I don't know if everyone knows how this works, but when you put a single out, you have people that have the connections you don't that help you get it to the right places. And her name's Jenny, and
she's awesome.
Yeah, she's the best. She really is, and she loves the music that she's involved in. And, you know, we're watching this when we release it, and in my head, it's not moving too great, and I'm talking to my manager, and he's like, well, maybe we just let this one do what it's going to do when we put a new single out. And Jenny goes, guys, I told you in January is when you need to watch this thing go.
Yeah.
And bam, if she wasn't right, it was just a great feeling yesterday to get up in the morning and get that email and see it moving.
So. I love hearing from her because a lot of her roster artists we play a lot of them. Do you know what I mean? And it was so funny when your song first came out, I didn't even question it. We put it on, and Jen's like, are you playing the new Drew Cooper? I'm like, are you serious? We've been playing it. She goes, well, we're going to really push on it, so don't, you know what I mean? We're really good after the first of the year. And I don't think people understand. You know, sometimes they'll say, hey, why aren't you playing this tune? Well, we're kind of at the mercy of, you know, publicists or even an artist saying to me, hey, hold off on that song until, you know, that's why they don't understand when an album comes out. They're like, oh, I like Cut 8. Can you play Cut 8? And the artist's going, that's the next single, man. Can you lay off that one for a while?
Slow down on that one for a bit? Well, you know, we sent her, in this process, we send her some of the rough cuts of the album.
Yeah.
And we let her... We let her pick the songs she thinks. This lady knows more than I do about this, about the radio and this business. And she called me about halfway through listening. She goes, I don't care what else you send me. This is the one.
Yeah.
This is the song that we're going to put out for the first single on this album. And, you know, there's a lot of little things that people don't know because we didn't put it on the single because we didn't want to use names to sell the single. We wanted the single to sell itself. But Mike Harmeyer from Silverada.
Yeah.
He's the harmony voice that you hear in the beginning. And then Zach Moulton's playing from Silverada is playing the slide and the steel on there and singing with us as well.
That's outstanding, man. When's the album drop?
We're shooting for April, March or April. But it's really up to the mercy of our vinyl pressings.
Yeah.
So we're not gonna announce it until we have the vinyl in hand.
You know. This piece of merch that you left me last time you were here, everybody talks to me about this piece of merch.
It sells out quickly.
Yeah, I bet it does. And so I'm talking about for tobacco use only.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
It's definitely for it's a tobacco-based product that comes in a nice little carrying case.
Nice, it is. And let me ask you this. You and I were just talking off air about a dream show for anybody that has ever... listen to Red Dirt music.
Yeah.
And that's the ones coming up in Stillwater that they never really put on sale, just pre-sailed out.
Yeah.
That's the Ragweed reunion shows. Yeah. Now, you were telling me you are kind of playing a little bit of a part in that. Cody hooked you up?
Yeah, Cody. Well, first off, Cody is like a big brother to me. That's 8 inches shorter. But yeah. Big brother that's really taken me and a bunch of my friends under his wing. The whole scene, really under his wing. And he's got us a couple shows up there when the one that's going on. You know, it was a great thing to see when that show was, when it was just one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and knowing about it's going to be one show, and knowing I knew a little bit before everybody else, so I'd already had my hotel rooms before the show was announced, and before it blew up and was still a secret, and just to hear the joy in his voice when he goes, I think we're going to have to do two.
Yeah.
And then getting a text message that said, you know, oh, wow.
Yeah.
But in bigger words,
yeah,
we might have to do 4 or 5 of these shows. And the joy in his voice, just the joy of having that band that was probably, had they stayed together at the time,
would have been one of the biggest bands in music. Yeah. Yeah. By far.
To have them come back and sell, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday out.
Yeah.
At 93,000 tickets, you know, and just have that's a monster show.
Yeah.
When Turnpike's the second band on the act in the Red Dirt scene, that's a monster show.
And you throw the Great Divide on that bill. And
Stoney,
yeah.
And then who else? Why is my brain going sideways?
Jason Boland. Yeah. I love Jason Boland.
Jason's absolutely amazing. And you know, Mike McClure being in the Great Divide is. And one of those nights, it's the Mike McClure Band and not Great Divide.
Yeah.
Because the Great Divide can't do all the nights, but they're doing 3 out of the 4 that Mike McClure Band is doing that off night, which is great because they're two different sounds. And he has a drummer. The Mike McClure Band's drummer is the Departed's drummer.
Oh, okay.
Waldo.
Yeah.
And Waldo's on that show now, and that makes my heart happy.
Yeah. And so you're playing a side stage, you said?
Yeah, there's going to be some side stages and some events at the local bars, too.
Okay.
So they're planning on a lot of people just coming to town.
Yeah.
Just to be in town.
I'm hoping for guys like me, like when Turnpike got back together and we're going to do a couple shows, and then all of a sudden, like, you know what? We're going to take this show on the road. Yeah. I'm hoping that's what happens with Ragweed. I don't know if it will, but I'm hoping, because the last time I saw them, they were a middle of the day band at Country Thunder, and it was an injustice to them.
Oh yeah,
the short time set. I never got to see him play at the club.
If you ever get the chance to talk to Cody, he tells a story about that.
Yeah,
he talks about doing Country Thunder up here, and it being like a 2 o'clock show
and hotter than hell.
Yeah,
and
I think it may have been about the time where they were traveling with Dierks, when Dierks Bentley was just coming around. And he said he got called out on stage to sing somebody's song. I know who it is. I'm not going to say it. I don't want to make anyone feel bad.
Yeah.
Or, you know, put anyone down. But he got called out on stage to sing somebody's song. He's like, I don't know your music.
You gotta love Cody. So, when's the next time you're gonna be up to see us?
It'll probably be late spring.
Okay,
and we'll be up here for Country Thunder as well. We got a couple big runs coming around. This summer we'll be putting miles on the road and promote this new album.
And the spring is gonna be an acoustic show. When are you gonna be?
We're gonna do a full band in the spring.
Yeah,
we're gonna do a full band. Probably do, you know, there's gonna be a music box show.
Okay,
we're gonna try to talk our way
down the road here.
We made that work, and then we got some stuff up in Minnesota and some Michigan stuff and you know, Nebraska, Iowa. We're gonna be all over the place.
People love this music up here. They really do. And that's why we're playing it here at Iron Country. I'm glad you stopped by, man. It's been a while since we've seen you.
Yeah. We text more than I get to see you.
Yeah.
You go on the road and you find a couple stations. You get lucky and you find a couple stations that you really enjoy the people.
Yeah.
And then you keep those relationships up. You keep talking.
Yeah.
Even when you're not coming by.
Exactly.
You hear something. Thought of you today. You know.
It's
that's this place for me.
Well, we were talking about Ty Smith off the air, and Ty, one of the things he saw your candle out there, the candle, and he goes, "You know Drew?" And I'm like, "Yeah, we know Drew." And he goes, "I love Drew." And he was talking about how much he loves your music and how much he respects what you do.
Well, he's a good kid, man.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying good kid because I'm looking down on him. He's a kid.
Yeah.
And he's out there killing it, putting the miles out. You know, the longer you do this, the more you respect the people. And I'm not disparaging anybody that has gone to Nashville and made it.
Yeah,
good for them.
Yeah,
but I'm a firm believer that you're going to have longevity in the business if you're willing to go out there and put the miles on and meet people.
Amen.
And do the work.
Amen to that. Well, we're going to play another one from Drew. Drew, where's the best place for our listeners right now to find out, hey, maybe pre-order that album?
Yeah, it'd be drewcoopermusic.com.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, brother.
Yeah.
This is Best of Me, Drew Cooper on Iron Country.